Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Body, Soul, and Spirit podcast. And the last time we were together, we talked about bitterness. We talked about resentment. I had Cynthia on the show, and I had so much feedback from you guys. Some of you said that you felt almost as if God just really exposed some of the bitterness that was there. And of course, this is never to cause any kind of shame. It is just to make us very aware. But I want to keep diving into that because I thought about like the areas where resentment really, where does it come from? Like, why is it there? Why is bitterness there? I think that we need to dig a little deeper. I don't think that we can just look at the bitterness or look at the resentment. When you look at the definition of resentment, right? When you think about that feeling of resentment, that feeling of whether it's resentment of your life, resentment towards others, resentment towards yourself, resentment towards even your life. It's really defined as grief and a bad feeling, an irritation, like bitterness, discontentment, disgruntling. And as people become resentful or bitter, I think I want to journey the grief in that, because when you think of resentment, you cannot disconnect it from grief. Grief is actually sometimes more often than not connected to resentment, connected to bitterness. And so the question that I want us to really dive into is the bitterness and is the resentment connected to grief? And that's an area that I've, you know, got certified in, and I journey from a personal level, as well as just understanding that most of our lives, and even honestly, like most of the counseling that I do, I'm having to counsel people because of a loss. And so I think if we could just dive in, understand grief a little bit better, we might be able to break down some of its components and understand that sometimes bitterness and resentment are there, not because we're bad people, it's just that we're grieving and we've not grieved it correctly. Now, let me start by saying this, as we dive into grief, people tend to believe that grief shrinks over time, when in reality, it doesn't. So let's just get that straight. Grief does not shrink over time. What really happens is that we grow around grief. So think about something that you're grieving about. And so let me define grief first and foremost. Grief is not necessarily something that happens when somebody dies in your life. Grief is a feeling that you experience after any kind of loss. You could lose health. You could lose cars, houses, family, loved ones. You could just the loss of a career, the loss of a physical, maybe an impairment now that you have. It could be any loss, the loss of a pet, the loss of mental health, the loss of not being happy that you once used to be happy. And now you find yourself maybe being more sad. You know, you went through something and now you just can't seem to do what you used to do. That breeds grief, a loss of a lifestyle, the loss of a dream, the loss of things that fell apart, the loss of hope, the loss of, you know, a loved one. Maybe you went through a divorce, the loss of something because of a betrayal. It could even be retirement. I've had to counsel people that were now in retirement, and there was such a drastic change. They found themselves so deeply embedded in their career, and now that's gone. When something that you used to do a certain way, and then there's a change, and now you feel and perceive that the world is changing. It could be now you have a baby, and now things have changed. The loss of perception maybe is something that you're grieving. The loss of an expectation that you once used to have. Now, there's a lot of kinds of griefs. There's different kinds of griefs. There's not just one grief. When you think about ambiguous grief, that is a type of grief as well. And ambiguous grief is really, you know, it leaves you feeling like what's next. You know, not knowing what is next can cause that ambiguous grief, that uncertainty, that doubt. And then especially when you're feeling like this sense of a loss of faith almost because things have happened in your life. And grief can cause a lot of things physically. It can cause fatigue. It can cause headaches. It can cause a mixed sleeping cycles, dizziness. You have a hard time concentrating. You have muscle pain, blood pressure changes and issues, appetite changes, digestive issues. I mean, the list goes on. And when we avoid that stuff, when we avoid the grieving process, and we don't quite understand it because there's no manual. Nobody teaches us, how do you grieve? What does grief even look like if we are to journey it and heal correctly, right? Sometimes it shows up in the body and we're still mourning and we have these mourning behaviors and the body's trying to find an outlet and it feels it and there's pain inside. And you know, so it's easier to pick up a pill. It's easier to avoid. It's easier to avoid the hard stuff. But, you know, when you think about healing from grief and from loss, it's hard work. It is not easy. There's anticipatory grief as well, you know, where, you know, anticipatory grief, when I think about that, it's kind of like your impending loss. You know that something's gonna come and it's something's about to change and you're impending it. You're almost feeling like anticipating the loss, whether it's like your kids are going off to college now or, you know, something's about to change. And there's disenfranchised grief, right? When grief is not really supported by your loved ones, you're not supported around you. You know, you're kind of like, they're expecting you to just get over it. They're expecting you to just like, come on, suck it up, buttercup, you know, or it's just a dog, or, you know, they almost kind of just, whatever, you know. Sometimes that happens even in the church where it's just like, hey, you know, you should get over it by now. You have God, like, you know, they're in a better place and you're really not really allowed to grieve. You could be grieving dreams. You had a dream and it's gone. You had a dream of a relationship. It's gone. You had a dream. And so you're feeling all of these things in your body. And I just want to kind of dive into it because I'm wondering if that resentment or that bitterness that you're feeling, it's not because you're a bad person. It's just that you haven't grieved correctly. And when we think about grief, I've got to tell you, you cannot experience grief in a way that is leading you to resentment. And so what does that look like? You know, because oftentimes we do a lot of don'ts when it comes to grief. For example, a don't is telling somebody or thinking to ourselves like, oh, well, time's going to heal everything. When in reality, time doesn't heal this feeling of grief, you know, or, you know, we got to just find a new normal, you know. And yes, although now things have changed, I got to find a new normal, but I'm still grieving. And I want you to think about grief because that's really dear to my heart, because I am finding that as I journey that we grow around grief. Are you growing around grief or are you stuck in it? And I want this podcast to shed some light, to be able to have you recognize and understand, am I grieving? Have I not grieved the loss of a mom? Have I not grieved correctly the loss of a dad? You know, am I allowing myself to mourn? And what does that look like? And how do I know if I'm grieving correctly, you know, or if I end up hurting myself? Because when we don't grieve correctly, we end up hurting ourselves. We end up simmering inside of anger. We end up simmering inside of resentment or bitterness. And we wind up hurting ourselves and we wind up taking it out on ourselves. We wind up feeling that bitterness and resentment. So when we don't deal with grief correctly, when we don't understand it, we don't understand its stages. And like, for example, anger. And when I don't deal with that correctly, then I end up taking it out on myself and I end up with a feeling of resentment and I end up with a feeling of bitterness. So I want us to just take the first step to really heal. If you are grieving, one, recognize it. One, identify it. One, recognize is, hey, wait, maybe I'm grieving. And who better to teach us to grieve is Jesus. When you think about the story of Lazarus and Lazarus's dad, We see that Jesus comes after the fact to prove a point to the Jewish community, and he wants to build faith in them. And so when he comes, he shows up knowing that he's going to resurrect him. And in spite of that, you see Jesus crying. And I think we see his humanity there. And I think that gives me so much hope, because we know he's going to resurrect him, yet he cries. Why would Jesus cry knowing that he's going to resurrect him? And I think that God allows us to see the compassion in Jesus, but not only that, to allow us to see his humanity, that he hurts too, that he gets the grief, he gets loss, he understands it. And so number one, we've got to recognize it, not just sit in it and brew in it, but really not simmer in these emotions, but really identify them. So your first step to healing is going to be identify it, recognize it. Don't deceive yourself. Don't tell yourself, yeah, I got to get over it. I got to cross this bridge. It happened a long time ago. I really have to just get over it. I'm going to go in self-care. No, you have to identify, like, hey, I'm grieving. I'm mourning still. And it could have been 5 years ago. It could have been 4 years ago, but I'm still grieving, and that's okay. And what am I going to do with that? And I don't want to hurt myself. I don't want to simmer in bitterness. I don't want to look in retrospect and just have bitter feelings towards my life, resentful towards my life, but really look within and recognize this is grief and I need to grieve it correctly. And how does that look? And then two, I would say really allowing, right? Just taking it to God and just allowing God to help you with those emotions that you're feeling, not, you know, bypass them, not, you know, spiritually bypass them and pretend like everything's okay, when in reality you're grieving. I think that when we think we're okay, I think that that's what gets us into trouble. So number one, I want you to just identify it. And I want to leave you with that question. Is my bitterness and is this resentment? And I don't want you to own it. So maybe that's the wrong way to rephrase it, but it's not my, but is this resentment? Is this bitterness? Is it leading? Is it there? Because I've simmered in these emotions of anger because I'm really angry because I lost something and in reality, I can't get it back. So I need to be honest with myself. So that would be the first step. Number one, recognize it. And once you recognize it, the second thing, I know we all heal differently. And what works for one person may not work for the other. But what works for me is really taking those emotions and taking it to God and saying, God, you know what? I'm hurting and I'm angry and I feel resentful. And he really gets you and he understands you. So let's do that. Let's practice that today and this week and really recognize. And I leave you with that question. Is this bitterness and is this resentment? Where is it coming from? Who am I resentful towards? Is it a person, when it really, in fact, is really about grief? And let's journey grief together and let's heal correctly.